A third-generation wool producer has uncovered a rare find in the back of an old wool shearing shed, a wool bale dating back to 1982. Tracy and Craig Hodgson run Gumvale Station in far west New South Wales, near the South Australia, Northern Territory and Queensland border. I caught up with Craig about the find.
The family's been in this corner for three generations, but we actually acquired Gumvale Station in 1982.
Craig, tell me about this bale that's been discovered recently. How'd you come across it?
Well, I always knew it was there, but the old shed, that we used it 1982 and 1983, I think. And then all of us, from there on, we used to shear our sheep in a different wool shed on that station. So the shed was actually condemned, and these few bales of wool that I just pressed up in 82 were just in the corner because they weren't, they were just bits and pieces of taken up room in the shed, so I just pressed them up and I knew they were there, but I just never got around to doing anything with them.
So recently when you've gone to dig them out from the back of the shed, was it a case of you'd forgotten about them for the last couple of years, or tell me how you came to the decision, oh, we should do a bit of a tidy up?
No, I didn't. We had our general shearing. I've got a new wool shed here now, and our general shearing was up, and the couple of the shear lads just went up there to have a bit of a look through the old ruins and asked me about a couple of bales of wool. I said, oh, if you can get them out, you can have them, you know, because I was just about to try to eat all up and dig a big hole for it, for the whole condemned wool shed. Yeah, and they said, yeah, right, we'll get it out. And I got it out and sorted it out, opened the bales and put them in the back of the ute in the trailer, and off they went to Broken Hill to cash it in.
Brilliant. What can you tell me about the quality of it?
Well, I didn't actually see it. I haven't seen it since 1982. I was pretty busy when they opened them up and went through them, but Chris Chapman, the quality wool chap in Broken Hill, he said the quality was still pretty damn good. But, yeah, I don't know a hell of a lot about it other than that.
That's fair enough there, Craig. Now, mate, can you talk me through the size of your station there, and can you tell me how things have changed since 1982 when that bale came off the back of the sheep?
Oh, gee, the property here, I run 220,000 acres, half sheep and half cattle, but things have changed. Well, it's up and down all the time, but that wall was pressed up. Would have been pressed up from a very dry, fairly severe drought. We've had quite a few on and off since then, but change. I don't know, we still do. Oh, well, we've got a lot more technology, I suppose, but we still do things pretty much the same. Yeah, we still do things pretty much the same.
And the state of the industry in Australia at the moment, like I know the sheep flock numbers have been drastically decreased in recent years, but the price of wool remains reasonably strong. What sort of outlook do you give the industry going forward?
The industry's quite all right, I reckon. I don't know whether it's climate change or what it is, but some of our seasons are getting a little bit too much too extreme, and yeah, it's only Mother Nature I'm concerned about. I'm not too concerned about the commodities. But yeah, sometimes Mother Nature gives us a bit of a... Yeah.
Wool producer Craig Hodgson telling us about a wool bale that's been sitting in the back of his shed for 35 years, which incredibly is back on the market. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you do have a story you'd like to share, similar to Craig's, you can send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.